Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Get ready to celebrate America's 250th birthday this 4th of July. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. This 4th of July, Gillette will celebrate not only Independence Day, but America's 250th birthday with a full day of family-friendly events. The celebration begins Saturday morning with the Firefighter Pancake Feed from 6 until 9, followed by the Gillette Physical Therapy 4-mile road race at 7:15. The annual 4th of July parade steps off at 10 a.m. along 2nd Street and is expected to feature one of its largest lineups in recent years as a part of Campbell County's America 250 celebration. Festivities continue at noon in Bicentennial Park with a free hot dog feed, mud volleyball, strongman and strongwoman competitions, kids games, slip and slide activities, and more. All events are free except the road race. One familiar tradition won't happen this year. Because of ongoing Stage 1 fire restrictions, Campbell County commissioners voted to prohibit fireworks, canceling both consumer fireworks and the annual public display at Camplex. Officials say they are hopeful a fireworks celebration can be held later this year as a part of the country's America 250 festivities if conditions improve. Residents should also plan ahead for the holiday. City of Gillette and Campbell County government offices will be closed tomorrow, Friday, July 3rd, in observance of Independence Day. The Campbell County Public Library and Wright Branch Library will also be closed Friday and Saturday. City sanitation customers should note that there will be no trash collection Friday, with both Friday's and Monday's routes being collected on Monday, July 6th. Basin Radio offices will also be closed July 3rd and will reopen for regular business hours on Monday, July 6th. County commissioners push Airport Board for progress on new FBO. Campbell County commissioners are pressing the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport Board to move faster in finding a permanent fixed base operator, or FBO, for the airport. According to the Gillette News Record, during a meeting last week, commissioners questioned why the search has stretched beyond a year after the airport took over FBO operations in May 2025 under the name Thunder Basin Aviation. Airport Board Chairman Brock Porch said the board received little interest from qualified candidates after sending out a request for information last fall and plans to issue a formal request for proposals soon. Commission Chairman Bob Jordan questioned when a new operator could be in place. Porch responded it is unlikely to happen before the end of this year, stressing the board does not want to rush such a crucial decision. The airport board is also appealing a district court ruling in an ongoing lawsuit filed by former FBO operator Gate One. The company claims the board breached its contract after taking over operations and is seeking damages for lost profits. A district judge ruled the board is not immune from the contract lawsuit and that the decision is now before the Wyoming Supreme Court. Despite concerns about the timeline, Commissioner Jim Ford said the county should stay the course, saying the priority is finding the right operator and avoiding another setback. Everyone here at the radio station hopes you have a safe and happy Independence Day. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.